Today, on this first full day of fall, we're going to talk about something we can all use, a digital spruce-up for the new season. And here to chat with us is digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg. Good morning, Scott. I know you like to do these refreshes a couple times a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. And you've been doing this for many years now, haven't you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. And this is one of my favorite topics. It's like spring cleaning in the fall, but for your digital life. And it started as a way to help people keep their devices and online presence tidy and secure. Over time, it just kind of became a ritual. Spring and fall are pretty good checkpoints. And, you know, just like you change the battery in your smoke detector or you flip your mattress, your digital world needs some attention too.
For anyone new to this, what's the very first thing that you suggest checking during this digital spruce up?
Well, an easy place to start is with your social media accounts. You know, there's lots of them. You've probably built them up over the years. And spring and fall are excellent times to review your privacy settings, remove old connections you no longer recognize, and clean out posts or photos that you're no longer comfortable sharing, because it's all about taking control of your digital footprint.
Is there anything special that people should look for with social media security?
Yeah. You want to check and see who can see your post and your personal information. Many social media platforms have those, and many social media platforms also update their privacy settings. So sometimes the defaults or things that you already selected change without you realizing it. And if you're not using an account anymore, it's safer to deactivate that account rather than just leaving it dormant.
And talking about security, let's mention something about passwords. Always a hot topic, isn't it?
Yeah. Passwords are critical. You want to use strong, unique passwords for each account. You can use a password manager. They help a lot. They store everything securely so you don't have to remember dozens of different passwords. And this is a great time also to update any weak or repeated passwords that you're using.
Yeah, you should routinely change passwords. I don't do it, but I should, shouldn't I?
That's really something that is up for debate. It used to be that, yes, the recommendation was change them every 6 months. Now, if your passwords are really secure and you're following all of the instructions and they're like 14 characters or more and they have a mix of capital letters and lowercase letters and numbers and symbols, you shouldn't have to change it as often. But you do want to make sure that you're not using the same password on multiple accounts. That's very important.
And what about the devices? What kind of maintenance should people be doing now?
Well, devices definitely need love too. So you want to check for software updates that are available on your phone or tablet or computer. Because remember, these updates often patch security holes and improve performance. And you also want to review your apps. Delete those apps that you rarely use to free up space and reduce vulnerability from potential attack. If you're swiping from screen to screen on your phone and it's taking you 20 swipes to get somewhere, you may have too many apps. So don't forget to back up important files and photos. That's also another important thing to do, either using the cloud or an external drive.
Yeah, that's really a good one. Take some time and go through those apps. And the backup part is crucial, isn't it? Because you never want to be stuck without a backup. What about physical care, like batteries, things like that?
Also very important. For a device with a removable battery, check its health, replace if they're no longer holding the charge well. But even for devices that have built-in batteries, like phones, monitor the performance and consider professional servicing if you notice rapid draining or your battery's overheating. And for things like wireless keyboards and mice, we tend to forget about those. Swap out batteries or recharge them.
And what about dust inside devices? Can that be part of your digital spruce up, or would that be something you can't do yourself?
No, that's definitely part of a digital spruce up, because dust can clog vents and fans, which cause overheating and slow things down. Depending on the device, you could use compressed air to gently blow dust out. Not all devices recommend that. You could use a soft brush for keyboards and ports, but it helps to keep devices running cool and smoothly. So you just want to make sure before you start that the device is off and unplugged.
Digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg, let's talk a little about email. Scott, are there cleaning tips for email that you want to share with us?
Oh, definitely. Email gets pretty messy over time. It's more like a digital junk drawer for many people. So use your spruce up time to unsubscribe from newsletters you no longer read, delete old emails, especially those with attachments. They take up so much space, and this helps to declutter your inbox and can improve loading times.
I always wonder when I hit unsubscribe if that is really going to unsubscribe. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, and I think it depends on the website. A reputable website, yes, unsubscribe will work. But a website that you've never heard of, unsubscribe doesn't necessarily have to be an unsubscribe link. It just says so, and it could be doing other things. So It really depends on the site.
Let's talk for a little bit about two-factor authentication. Explain it a little bit for anyone who is still unfamiliar with that.
Absolutely. It's an extra step when you log in. It asks for a code that gets sent to your phone, or it's generated by an app in addition to your password, which means it makes it much harder for someone else to access your account, even if they have your password. There are other ways to authenticate accounts that are better than text, which is how most two-factor authentication works. So, for example, there are dedicated authenticator apps that give you a code, or you can be prompted to open an app to prove it's you. Not all websites, apps, and companies offer these, but whatever form of two-factor authentication they do offer is something you should embrace.
Are we any closer, I know you've talked about this a little bit in the past, are we any closer to a world without passwords, where we are just moving to other security measures?
Yeah, we're getting closer. Security measures like Touch ID and Face ID and the things that we were just talking about. But unfortunately, with so many billions of websites out there, you know, it's a lot of work to make it happen. But yes, someday I do believe 5-10 years from now, Passwords will be something we look back on like a record player.
Oh, okay. So for at least 5 or 10 years, we have to still figure out a way to keep track of all of them. Any other digital spruce up activities that people might overlook?
Yeah, sure. Don't forget about your internet browser. Clear out old cookies and the cache, update browser extensions, and review safe passwords to remove outdated ones. Also, if you have a smart home device like a thermostat or a security camera, check those settings too and update the firmware or software as needed.
So digital maintenance is pretty comprehensive. It is a lot more than just organizing files, but that doesn't mean it's difficult to do. It's just taking the time to get to it.
That's exactly right, Bob, and so many people don't realize that. Some of the things may take a little bit more time, but it's about keeping your digital life secure, efficient, and comfortable. If you spend an hour or two twice a year, it really pays off to prevent headaches later.
What's your final quick tip for the season's spruce up?
I would say treat your digital spruce up like it's a habit. Don't make it a chore. Set reminders in your Outlook or whatever email program you use for spring and fall. And if you're overwhelmed, tackle one category at a time. You don't have to do it all in one sitting. And remember, it's really about peace of mind. When you know that your digital space is safe and organized, you'll feel good.
Yeah. Got to get in the habit instead of wasting all that time every night just scrolling mindlessly and endlessly. Maybe do a little of what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. You know, you put this kind of thing off and it causes headaches. And anyone who's ever in your car neglected an oil change, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, time to open up the Genius Bar. And we got a couple of questions about email for you, Scott. First of all, why do your contacts sometimes end up in spam? It seems to be an irregular kind of pattern.
Boy, you wish that would be something that just didn't happen. It usually happens because your email service somehow thinks the message looks suspicious. And even if it's from someone you know, sometimes it's the wording in the email where they're looking for specific words, links inside of it. If there's excessive links in an email, some devices think it's spam. Or even the sender's email system somehow makes that address look spammy. You can stop it by marking the message not spam or not junk, whatever it says. Or there is a such thing as a safe senders list. You can add that person to the safe list so the emails go straight to your inbox. Once you train it, it usually knows next time, usually.
And what's the difference between a spam folder and a junk folder? Now, looking at my smartphone, when I go into the mailboxes, there's a category that says junk. There's not a category that says spam. It just says junk.
Well, and there's a good reason for that, because basically there's really no real difference. They're really the same thing, and it depends on what program you're using. Your email puts messages it might think is unsafe or unwanted into that folder, but whether it's called junk or spam, it really is six of one, half a dozen of the other. I know that on Gmail, it actually says spam, and I believe you might be referring to iCloud or Apple Mail. That says mm-hmm. junks. Yeah, they really are the same.
Mm-hmm. And didn't you have a tip once? You mentioned it a few weeks ago, I think, about moving, if you move the mail you don't want into a folder. What was that all about? Do you remember?
Yeah. That's about training your folder. So if you get a spam email in your inbox and you send it to spam, you are training your email system to know what to do with it next time. That's a great thing that goes back to the first thing you asked about how sometimes something from someone you know ends up going into spam. Mm-hmm. If that happens, you want to move that out of the junk folder into the inbox, because you basically want to say to your program, hey, you're wrong. This doesn't belong here. It belongs here. It's not a perfect system, but when you train your folders to know the next time something comes through, it should go in the right place.
Train your smartphone. Scott Kleinberg, yes. Thank you. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Take care, Bob.